Thursday morning here, getting close to the end of the week, believe it or not, and Freddie Kiger not getting close to the end of his trivia questions because they are infinite.
That would be correct. There are no masters of minutia, and there's no period to the line of possible trivia questions.
Well, Freddie, you are the master when it comes to all that kind of thing. If there can be a master, I guess there really is not because there's so much of that stuff out there. But you do a great job with these questions. And I, for one, can't wait to see what you have for us today.
Thanks for being a sidekick and a partner in all of this. You know, with students and classes supposedly coming back on, here we are revving up for another academic year that hopefully will be safe and everybody will find their own niche to feel comfortable and things go well.
I'm revving up too, so I'm ready.
Yeah. Military rank. So if you're a veteran or even interested in the military, hopefully here's one right down the middle of the plate to you. In the United States Army, U.S. Marines, and U.S. Air Force, the top or highest rank is five-star general. And that means you're general of the Army. However, that's not the case in the United States Navy. What is the equivalent rank in the Navy? In the Army, Marines, and Air Force, five-star general, top rank, general of the Army. However, or general of the Air Force, general of the Marines. However, what is the equivalent rank to five-star general in the United States Navy? You know the answer. You give us a call, 919-929-WCHL.
And you can win a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers, and they always say, let's go.
Start your day the right way with the award-winning Ron Stutz. He's been waking up Chapel Hill for over 40 years. Tune in weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
All you've got to do when you wake up in the morning is join us at 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and you will always know what's happening in our community. All your coronavirus information and everything else to get your day started. 97.9 The Hill. This is Ron Stutz. I'll see you on the radio. Freddie, you're talking about military ranks this morning. And
yeah.
Everybody who served in the military has a leg up on this one for sure. But the question today, the highest ranking member of the Navy, would that be
correct.
Fleet Admiral?
You are correct. Fleet Admiral. If I remember correctly from my Civil War study, it was David Farragut of Tennessee who, a member of the United States Navy, became the first admiral.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to go back and double check that, so don't hold me accountable yet. But Fleet Admiral is now the equivalent a five-star general in the Marines, Army, and Air Force. And the first four fleet admirals were promoted to that rank during World War II or immediately after. The first was William D. Leahy. Second was Ernest King. Third was Chester W. Nimitz. And the fourth, William Bull Halsey. Again, all those men were promoted to that lofty rank during World War II or immediately after.
Thank you so much. That's a little military history for you this morning. And Freddie, I appreciate you like you wouldn't believe. And I look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning.
You're a good man, Ron. Take care, my friend. Stay cool.